But we do have, rather like the adenoma in colorectal cancer, we do have Barrett's esophagus as the intraepithelial neoplastic lesion. So we could focus our efforts there. So there are people that we know with Barrett's esophagus, but most people with Barrett's, as I'll go into in a moment, are not detected. So we have to think about who our potential risk group is in the population. So the biggest risk factor for esophageal adenocarcinoma is heartburn or reflux symptoms. Obesity is also increasingly understood to be a risk factor, and it predominantly affects Caucasian men. So that might begin to define our at-risk group. Or we could simply think about unselected preventive measures in the population. So this would be intervening on a societal level to just increase and have a healthier lifestyle. So let's just think about Barrett's esophagus for a moment as the intraepithelial neoplastic lesion. So around 10% of the population have heartburn, surveys suggest. But the population prevalence of Barrett's esophagus is around 3%. And that's true in the UK. I'll show you some data in a moment. It depends whether you take people with severe and regular heartburn or just an unselected population. So if we say around 10% of people have heartburn, around 3% of those have Barrett's esophagus, and of those people with Barrett's esophagus, the progression rate to adenocarcinoma is about 0.5% per year. So we survey roughly 200 Barrett's patients in Cambridge every year, so roughly one of those per year will go on and develop cancer. So it's roughly a lifetime risk, given when people are diagnosed with their Barrett's, of 10%. So I guess this is where it gets rather controversial, because most people with Barrett's esophagus will not develop cancer, and that's, of course, a key message when we're counselling individuals with Barrett's esophagus about what we should do to manage their condition. But those that do go on to develop cancer generally present for the first time with symptoms without knowing they've got their Barrett's esophagus, and when they've got their cancer, their outcome is very poor. So these are the two things we have to kind of hold in the balance. People with esophageal adenocarcinoma do very badly, but most people with Barrett's, the precursor lesion, won't go and get their cancer. So how do we weigh those things together?